The Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav has been talking about cases in which a person is eating a fruit or some kind of food, and the question is, does it get its regular bracha? Does it lose the bracha and it gets a shahakal? We talked yesterday about kimcha d'chiti. So now the Gemara continues and talks about korah. Korah, what's korah? Palm shoots. Branches from a palm tree. So the Gemara says korah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Adama Ushmul Amashakal Niyabit Varo. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Adama Peirahu Ushmul Amashakal Niyabit Varo Hold the Sofa Lahakshas. My focus is Yehuda and Shmuel, whether you make a Hadama on korah, on these palm shoots. Do you make a Bari Pri Adama because it's a pera? You say it's a fruit. Look, it grows from the tree. But you say Shakal, hold the Sofa Lahakshas. Since it's going to be inedible in the future, it won't be Roy Lachila in the future. Even though it's soft now and it's Roy Lachila now, Shmuel says that you make a shahakal. He says the Gemara, Amar le Shmuel le Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel said to Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, Kavasech Mistabra. It sounds like you're right, you probably should make a hadam on this. Why? That's known, Sofa Lahakshos, and Vachin Ale Bari Pri Adama. It's known as Sofa Lahakshos, and we still make a Bari Pri Adama on it when it's soft. Below, he says the Gemara. Shmuel's comment is really wrong. It's known not the inchi adai to the pugla. Dikla, lo not the inchi adai to the kura, with the kura. It's known as different, even though it's sofa lahachos. So you would say, I guess the truth is, when they say it's known sofa lahachos, it means it's going to get hard even more than it gets with us. In other words, it'll get hard to the point that you won't be able to eat the radish anymore. It'll get rock hard. So even though it gets rock hard, when it's soft, we still do make hadam on it. So the question is that a raya that even though something is sofa lahakshos, nevertheless, when it's soft, you'll still make hadam on it? So the Gemara says it's no raya because snown, not the inchi adai to the pugla. People plant the snown to eat it when it's soft. Dikla, lo not the inchi adai to the korah. By the dikla, people do not plant it in order to eat it when it's soft. So therefore, it's not going to get a hadama even when it's soft. That's a very important line in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that sofa lahakshos. Sofa lahakshos is not enough. Right? In the case of tznon, even though it's sofa lahakshos, you still make a hadama. Why? Because not the inchi adaita dehachi. Not the inchi adaita dehachi to eat the tznon when it's still soft. But since lo not the inchi adaita the korah, so that's why you're not going to make a hadama, at least according to Shmuel, you shouldn't make a hadama on the korah. So the Gemara asks, "V'chalheved lo nati inchi adai v'dachi lom v'achim nalei." Is that a cloud that whenever lo nati inchi adai v'dachi, you're not going to make hadam on it? You're not going to make the bracha ruy losamin. Very tzlaf, lo nati inchi adai to the pircha. Tzlaf. We're talking about a lot of different vegetables or fruits that we're not really familiar with. Tzlaf, I saw in the translations, they say it's the caper bush. It doesn't help much. It doesn't help anyone, right? The caper bush. Apparently, the caper bush has many different parts to it. There are the leaves, the almond, there are the tamaros. Tamaros are not the fruits, but they some kind of outgrowth of the tree, of the bush, that looks like a date, so they call it tamaros. That's not the main fruit. The main fruit is what they call the avionos. Those are the berries. The avionos are the berries of the tzlaf bush. And then there are the kafrisim, the husks, or the klipa, the shell of the avionos, the shell of the berries. So the Gemara says, are tzlaf, they're not the inchi adai to the pircha. People plant the tzlaf for what? For the pircha. What's pircha? Rashi says the pri, for the avionos. Utnan, and we learn in the Mishnah, almine mitzvah, on the different parts of the tzlaf tree, al ha'alim v'yala tamara, somer bar pi adama, v'yala avionos, v'yala kafrisin, omer bar pi ha'etz. So you don't make a shahakal. People are planting it adaita the pircha, mistava lo not, what that means is lo not the inchi adaita the shus, as the Gemara is going to say. They're not planting it for the alan and the tomorrows, and nevertheless you make a hadama on the alan and the tomorrows. You don't make shahakal on that. So don't you see clearly that even though lo not the inchi adaita the hachi, that's not enough to change the bracha to a shahakal? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, no, slav not the inchi adaita the shus, you got it wrong. Don't tell me that slav is lo not the inchi adai the shusa, nevertheless, you don't make a shahakal on it. No, slav is not the inchi adai the shusa, so that's why you're not going to make a shahakal. Don't bring a raya from slav that this principle that if lo not the inchi adai the shusa, you're going to make a shahakal. It's not true, slav is different. That's what the Gemara concludes. Slav not the inchi adai the shusa, dikla, lo not the inchi adai the kura. So therefore, on Dikla, you're not going to make a Bari Pri Adama because people do not plant it for the purpose of eating the soft korah. So at least according to Shmuel, you're going to make a shakal. But the Gemara says, V'yam v'gav v'kal say Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchos HaKavaseh Shmuel. The halach is like Shmuel, that you make a shakal on korah. Okay, why do you make a shakal on Korah according to the Gemara? Because it's lo nati in shiadaita to Korah. Now, what's clear from the Gemara, from the Raya of the Gemara from Tznon, is that sofo lahachos is not going to be enough. The fact that something is sofo lahachos is not enough for it to lose its bracha to get a shakal. From Tznon, you see that sofo lahachos is not enough of a kofea, it's not enough of a mitigating factor to reduce the bracha to a shakal. If not the inshiadai to the hafi, it's still going to get hadam. Sofa lahachos is not enough to knock the bracha down to a shahava. Yeah. The question is, what's the halacha in the reverse direction? Let's say something is lo not the inshiadai to the hafi, it has that mitigating factor, but it's not sofa lahachos. It's not only the case where it's sofa lahachos, but not the inshiadai to the hafi. Let's say you had the exact opposite. Let's say you have lo not the inshiadai to the hafi. People normally don't plant the bush or the tree for this purpose, but it's not so lahachos. It's edible now, and it'll be edible later. It's not going to be rock hard later. It's edible now, and it'll be edible later. So would you say that that should lose its bracha, and it should be a shahakal? Why should it be a shahakal? Because lo not the inshi adai l'afi? What should I say? No. Should I say the fact that it's not so lahachos, it's not going to lose its original bracha? The Gemara said that sofa lahachos is not enough. If not the inshiadai l'afi, it'll still get its original bracha. The question is, what happens if lo not the inshiadai l'afi? Could lo not the inshiadai l'afi be enough even if ain't sofa lahachos? Well, not. That's the question that I'd like to raise. From the Chobra, that question is dependent on how to learn this maskana of the Gemara. At this point in the Gemara, when the Gemara comes around to say that the reason why you don't make a baruch adam on Korah according to Shmuel, you make a shahakal, it's not because it's sofa lahachos, but granted because lo not the inshi, adai to the hafi, adai to the kobra. What's the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara reversing what it said before? Is the Gemara saying that sofa lahachos is not the koveya at all? It's not the factor that we care about to determine that the bracha is lower to shakal. The only factor, the exclusive critical factor that we look at is whether not the inshi adai to the hafi or not. If lo not the inshi adai to the hafi loses its bracha, and if not the inshi doesn't lose its bracha, that's the only kovea. So lahachos is completely irrelevant. Or is the Gemara saying no? The reason why Korah loses its bracha is because it has a tiny race. It has two problems. Not only is it so full of lahachos, it's also lo not the inshi adai to the hafi. How do you learn that maskana of the Gemara? When the Gemara comes around to say that Korah loses its bracha because it's lo not the inshi adai to the hafi, is the Gemara saying this is the only factor that counts? Sofa lahachos is completely irrelevant at this point in the Gemara? Well, no. Is the Gemara saying sofa lahachos is very important? You need both. Okay, let's get it on the way. There are two possible mitigating factors over here: sofa lahachos or lo not the inshi adai to the hafi. The case of Korah happens to have both. It's both sofa lahachos and it's lo not the inshi adai to the hafi. The case of Tznon only has one. Tznon is sofa lahachos, but it's not the adai to the hafi. The Gemara says because Tznon is not the adai to the hafi, it gets hadam. So clearly, sofa lahachos is not enough to reduce the bracha to a shahava. The question is, what's the halacha in the flip case? What would be the halacha in a case in which it would be lo not the inshi adai to the hafi, but it ain't sofa lahachos? Would you get a hadam in that case, or would you get a shahakal in that case? That's the shaila that I'm raising. And lechora, that question is dependent on how to learn this line of the Gemara. When the Gemara comes around to say that Korah gets a shahakal because it's lo not the inshi adai to the hafi, it's different than snow. What's the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara rejecting its previous assumption that sofa lahachos is a mitigating factor? Sofa lahachos is a critical factor to determine that the bracha is reduced to a shahakal. The Gemara now is saying that the exclusive factor that's going to determine whether the bracha is reduced to a shahakal is whether it's lo not the inshi adai to the hafi. Or is the Gemara saying no? The Gemara is saying, obviously you need sofa lahachos as well to lower it to a shahakal. But you also need that it's lo not the inshi adai to the hafi. That's the question. Do you need both? Or is the Gemara saying the exclusive factor now is lo not the inshi adai to the hafi?
This seems to be a machlokas harishon.
Namely, do you need a tarkli areas of Tanaka Bracha down from a Hadama to a Shahakal, or is it enough that lo nati and shiadai the Mahaki? Rabbeinu Yona, yes. Not exactly, because Rashi would have spoken about him for the chit. That's talking about a pre shinishtar, a pre that underwent some kind of change. So clearly, once it undergoes a certain kind of change, of course it's going to lose its bracha if that's if the idol was not planted for that purpose. Here we're talking about something which did not go not undergo any change. So the question is it the original fruit or is it not the original fruit?
So Sofalachov
means that's going to change. Means even though it's edible now, but it's not going to be roilachila later on, so maybe that shouldn't be called a pre. Shouldn't be called a pre whatsoever. Right? Okay? Okay. Rabbi Yona, the way he writes the Sugya, the Maskara, the Gemara, what does he say? What did you find there, Rabbi Yona? Help me, Rabbi Yona.
So since he says...
Go ahead.
So since it's not going to make it's going to get a shahar.
Since it's not roi lamechel, he says the shmul lamashena mevarchel avel shakol sheafal pisha roi lachila. Even though it is roi lachila, even though it is roi lachila, achshav lo nati le inchi adaita dehachi ela kedei sheyase ilan lefikachena mevarchel avel shakol. Even though it's roi lachila now, it's not going to get a bari pri adama because lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. Rabbeinu Yona does not mention sofal achshav whatsoever in the Maskana. Rabbeinu Yona would seem to say that you don't need a tarik of the reis; it's enough to have one. Moshe, did you find Rabbeinu Yona saying that?
Yeah, well, we found that Rabbeinu Yona says he said for Rabbi Yehuda that since it's fit to eat, he would say Rabbi Yehuda's reason is since it's fit to eat, he'd say
Hadama, right?
And Shmuel says since it wasn't planted for this reason.
Right. So he focuses on the fact that it's not planted for this reason. He doesn't really care about the fact that it's sofal achshav, right? Rabbeinu Yona seems to say that one point is enough. That lo nati inchi adaita dehachi is enough. That you would not need sofal achshav. So the Gemara had said what? The Gemara had said that in the case of tznon, the fact that it's sofal achshav is not enough to say that it loses bracha since it's lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. Since it's not inchi adaita dehachi, it's going to get a hadama. So we ask, what's the halacha in the reverse case? Let's say it's lo nati inchi adaita dehachi, but it's ein sofal achshav. So from the lashon Rabbeinu Yona has, the key when it comes to Torah is not sofal achshav. L'maskana, the key is that lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. So what should come out is that any time that something is lo nati inchi adaita dehachi, if you don't plant it for that purpose, it should not get hadama, it should not get ha'eitz, it should get a shahakol, even if it's ein sofal achshav. Even if it's ain't sofal achshav, so what? It's going to get a shahakol because lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. You don't need both. Rabbeinu Yona focuses on one koveya, one factor. The Rosh seems to disagree. When the Rosh cites the Maskana of the Gemara as to why you make a bari a shahakol according to Shmuel on Korah, the Rosh says in Simon Gimel. The Rosh says, "Shmuel lama shakol niyadivar hol v'sof alachshos v'gam lanati in shiadat l'meichot korah." The Rosh says that there are both elements present over here. Since both lanati in shiadat l'meichot and v'sof alachshos, therefore you're going to get a shakol. So it sounds like you need both l'maskana. The Gemara is not reversing itself when it says that by korah lanati in shiadat l'meichot. The Gemara is adding on the v'sof alachshos. The Gemara says that you have two mitigating factors. That's why you're going to get a shakol. According to the Rosh, what should come out is that if it's lo nati inchi adaita dehachi, but it's ein sofal achshav, get a hadama. You should not get a shakol because you don't have both elements. Right, Billy? Right? According to the Rosh, you should need both elements. Rabbi Yonah seems to say that one element is enough. The Rosh, by the way, continues and says, Hilkach, since Hilkach says, kafasei de Shmuel, that you make a shakol, Hilkach lulvei gefanim, mushkeidim dakim, sha'okun beklikosan achitzon, ad lo nati lohu inchi adaita dehachi, ela kadei lechal aperes kshei gamru, mevarchum alav shahakol. It talks about these shaden dakim, these small almonds, some kind of nut, that you eat them with klipasa machitzana, with their outer shell. Lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. People only plant the almond bush, a tree, I should say, to eat the almonds, not when they're soft, but rather when they get harder, when they get ripe. So the Rosh says, you make a shahar. Based on this idea, says the Rosh, based on the principles that we learned from Korah, you should make a shahar by these shkelim. Now, what's the Rosh talking about? The Rosh had said that why do you make a shahar according to Shmuel by Korah? Because it's lo nati in shiadat dachi, in addition to the fact that it's so full of hakshas. So what's the Rosh saying over here? By shkelim harakim, I can understand that lo nati in shiadat dachi, people don't play the shkelim harakim to eat it when they're rakim, but rather to eat them when they're harder, right? But how can you say that the shkedim are sofa lachshas? Sofa lachshas means it's not going to be royal achilah in the future. It's royal achilah now, but it's not going to be royal achilah in the future, but these shkedim are going to be royal in the future. So how can you say that, I mean, clearly it would seem as though the shkedim are not sofa lachshas. So if you assume that you need both factors, Moshe, how is the Rosh, and what's more, the Rosh saying, nilkach, nilkach, korah, make a shakal, korah. Therefore, on these shkedim are royal, since lo nati itchi, adagi dahachi, they're not planted for this purpose, therefore you're going to make a shakal on it. The Rosh is very difficult. I had a very hard time with the Rosh. This comment of the Rosh is actually echoed by Tosfos on the Sugya, and you can't seem to look at. But it's the same as Tosfos. All of the basic Rishonim seem to say, well, Tosfos and the Rosh seem to say the same thing. But what's noteworthy is that the Rosh is saying this on the heels of his statement. That's what's noteworthy. The particular halacha is not so difficult. So the problem is the Rosh says, in light of what I'm telling you by Korah, therefore the Baruch over here is going to be Shahakal as well. That seems difficult, because the case of the Shkedim is L'chorah not Sofer L'Hakshos. So if it's not Sofer L'Hakshos, and yet the Rosh says that Korah loses its Baruch and it gets a Shahakal because it's a Tarte L'Reisa, it's Lo Nati In Shia Dati L'Achi plus Sofer L'Hakshos, so why is Shkedim similar? Shkedim is not similar, it's not Sofer L'Hakshos. You get the cash out? Shkedim is not Sofer L'Hakshos, it's edible now, it will be edible later. So just because it's lo nati in shi'a da'i b'hachi, it should lose its bracha. Why? I found an interesting answer. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't decide it. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah on that Sifin Shulchan Aruch by the Shkedim, I think it's Simon Reish Dalet Sefadim Yud Beis. Mishnah Berurah explains, what does it mean that it's darko le'ochlan b'klipasam ha'chitzona, when the Shkedim are dakim, when they rock it. Tosin's Lashon, I think, is when they rock it. When they rakim or dakim, it's dakim la'ochlam b'klipasam ha'chitzonim. So I think in the New Gemara, maybe someone's going to New Gemara, you look at the Hagos Tzionim quotes from a Birchas Rosh that seems to interpret that we're talking about eating the ant on the Tosis, os ayin. Osam shkedim kishem rakim, ochlim bikli pasan hachitzon. Ochlim bikli pasan hachitzon. The lashon is that you eat the shkedim with their outer klipa. Not as we have in Tosfos, ochlim klipasan hachitzon, but rather bikli pasan hachitzon. So that led me astray to think that maybe the Russian Tosfos are talking about eating the almond. The only thing is, look, the klipa somehow is different, maybe it's more edible at that point, so they're going to eat it with the kalipa. But the key is the almond itself, so that's why I was bothered. I said the almond is going to be edible later. It's edible now, it's edible later, so it's not so phylactic, so why should it lose its bracha? But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah explains differently. He says that at this time, people don't really eat it for the almond at all. The almond is very soft, it's a soft kind of thing. It's not really what we call a nut. When you eat a nut, you're eating it for the hard texture, you enjoy it, it tastes good, it's sweeter, whatever. At the time when the almond is soft, when the nut is very soft, no one's going to eat it for the nut. Because it doesn't taste good. But apparently at that time, the klipa, the outer klipa, is somewhat tasty. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. When the almond is young and it's not completely ripe, the klipa is softer and the klipa is tasty. So people are eating for the klipa. So I thought this is what the Mishnah Berurah, which you could suggest, is maybe the Rosh was saying this. The klipa gets solidized and it turned hard. When the klipa hachitzon turns hard, it's not edible. It's not roi lachim. It's not like the almond where when it turns hard, it's going to be roi lachim. It's even better to eat. The klipa is not going to be edible. So that's what the Rosh is saying. The klipasan hachitzona of a shkedim harakim, that klipa is edible now, but it's so full of action. It's going to get harder later. It's not going to be roi lachim later. But in light of what I just told you, right? It says the Rosh, you should make a shahakal on it. You should make some kind of a bracha because it is roi lachila now. in light of what I'm telling you, that whenever it's lo nati inshi adai lehachi and it's sofa lehachshel, it gets a shahako, so on the klipa avitzona, you're only going to make a shahako. Because the klipa avitzona is sofa lehachshel, and it's lo nati inshi adai lehachi. People are planting a tree for the almond. So that's why the klipa avitzona is going to get a shahako. So I think that's the progression in the words of the Rush. Like just the detail of shot in the Rush.
So then
it'll be both, and that's why the Rush said that you can make a shahakal end. Exactly. So the Rush only needs a tarif to raise it. No. The Rush says that the reason why you make a shahakal on Korah is not because lo nati adai to dehachi. It's because lo nati adai to dehachi in addition to the fact that it's several actions. So he says, in light of that, in the case of Shape and Marakin, you will make a shahakal as well because you have both there as well. The Rush comes that you need a tarif to raise it below the bracha to a shahakal. But in the case of Shkei and Harakim, if you're going to eat the klipas of Achitzana, you really will have tar to the reisa, so that's okay. Rabbi Yona holds you don't need a tar to the reisa. He holds that it's enough to have a chodol the reisa. If it's low nati adak to the hachi, it's going to get a shakal even if it's ain't so full actions. Okay? Even if it's ain't so full actions. Rabbi Yona would say, Abadi, you should make a shakal on the almond. You should make a shakal on the almond when it's soft, before it gets hard. Why? Because lo nati inshi adai d'hachi. Even though it's not sofa l'hachshos, it'll still be edible later on. So what? If lo nati adai d'hachi, it gets a shakal. I'm suggesting that the Rush is focusing on the klipa hachitzona, not the shkevin, because he hopes that you need both elements in order to lower the bracha to a shakal. Okay, this is the basic machlokas mishon. Nafkamina being what? Nafkamina being, let's say something is lo nati adai d'hachi, you don't plant it for that purpose. But it's not so malachshos. It's edible now, and it'll be edible later. The fact that lo nati adai d'hachi, is that enough to load the bracha to a shahakal? Why not? Rabbi Yonah would say, it's enough. The Rush would say it's not enough. The Rush would say that you need both elements. Without both elements, it's not going to lower the bracha to a shahakal. It'll get the same regular bracha that it would have gotten previously. Okay, this is the base of Mahogat Rishonah with the Nafkamina.
Where is this Mishnah Berurah?
The Mishnah Berurah is not the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, look at it. Siman Reish Dalet Sechot and Yud Beis. If you want to take a look at it. So. The quote Araya, the Achronah quote Araya to this Shaila as to whether you need both elements to lower the bracha to a shahakal from the continuation of the Gemara from Tzlaf. Tzlaf. What kind of Araya can you bring from Tzlaf? Again, what did the Gemara say? Gemara said that Snon gets a Hadama. Because even though it's so full of hachshah, it's low nati inshi adai d'hachi. Excuse me, let me say that better. Even though it's so full of hachshah, it's nati inshi adai d'hachi. Right? Here. No one gets a hadama, says the Gemara, because even though it's so full of hachshah, it's nati inshi adai d'hachi, people do plant it for that purpose, to eat it when it's low. Which, by the way, according to the Gemara, which should come out as Bisman Azeh, I've been told that the hearts of palm, palm shoots that people put into their salads, there are whole palm trees that are planted specifically for the purpose of making hearts of palm. So it should come out that Korah, even though in our Gemara, Korah sounds like the machlokes of a roi, whether you make a hadam or make a shahakal, it should come out from the Gemara that Korah is manazeo, hearts of palm, is like snow. That since it's not the adai to the hachi, you should make a hadam, even though it's a whole actress. Right? So hearts of palm, you should make a hadam, presumably from the Gemara. Yes?
Can you say that about every fruit and vegetable that's going to be sofa l'hachshos? I mean, eventually all fruit and vegetables are going to become bad.
No, I think sofa l'hachshos means even when it's on the tree. In other words, when it finally gets ripe, or when it finally finishes its growth, it's going to get hard. Fruit doesn't get hard. Okay, it gets soft, it gets mushy. Right? It doesn't get hard, and ultimately everything gets hard. If the water inside of it dries up, it gets hard. But we wouldn't call it getting hard. When the fruit is finished, it's soft. When the shkedim are finished, they get hard. If you cut off the dekel, it's not an issue. I should say that it's not an issue of getting hard. It's an issue of whether it's roi l'achil or it's hard. The mushroom, a carrot tree, or buxer, you would call it. Buxer also gets hard. People tell me that carob, when it's soft, it really tastes great. It's like candy. Now, Tu B'Shvat, most of us never tasted soft buxer. That's why that's the only fruit that they gave us in Primonet that we weren't interested in eating, right? And we have they had memories of a boxer. But apparently boxer is very soft initially. But even when it's hard, there are people who do eat it. You wouldn't say that that's called sopa lahachos. Sopa lahachos means it's going to get hard and it's going to be inedible. That's the point. You're not going to be able to eat it. Yes.
Could you maybe read Rashi? It says, Luna Kesha Beth and Haki. So he explains it that you would do it because it just doesn't make sense to grow up a tree like that. It's going to turn into a wood or a plant. So maybe you could just make it just sort of dim on the actual fruit itself. What is the nature of that? Is that people won't in general, just that it doesn't make sense.
Are you saying that it doesn't matter, point to Rashi, it doesn't matter whether people are not being Shabbat or not, it's that something which it wouldn't make sense to do it this way, so that automatically changes its growth. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Reb Moshe Feinstein has something like that in the Tshuva. And some of the Achronim want to bring a raya from that Rashi. It's a very good point. I'm not assuming that way because it's a very creative reading of the Rashi. So you just say Rashi is just explaining why people wouldn't plan something for that purpose. Reb Moshe assumes not. Like Rashi is saying, it's irrelevant whether people plant it or not. If it's not good for the tree, right? If it's not good, if it's going to be mema'et the Elon by taking the thing off, so then it's not going to get a bar prayer done. That's how he interprets the Rashi. Well, that's how he interprets Lonati and Shemad and Rafi, and some want to say that that's a Chayim Rashi. But we're going to leave that for now. Okay. So the Raya that some bring is from Tzlaf 1. The Gemara asks from Tzlaf. Tzlaf, in the Kasha of the Gemara, the Makshin is assuming that by Tzlaf, lo nati inshiadak deshusa. People plant the Tzlaf for what? For the Aviyonis, for the Kafrisin, for the berries, for the fruits. They don't plant it for the Alam and the Tamaros. So think about it. It's lo nati inshiadak dehafi, and yet presumably, there's no reason to believe that the Alam and the Tamaros and the Tzlaf are going to get hard.
But are they eating for that purpose? I mean, even though they plant them, they plant them for the fruit. But do the others...
The other things are edible, that's what the Gemara says.
And do other people eat it?
People do eat them, yes, that's what the Gemara is saying. If you eat the almond and the tamaris, you make a bar prayer, don't according to the Gemara. If you eat the berries, you're going to make a ha'etz. So, but the kasha of the Gemara was, why do you make a hadam on the almond and the tamaros? It's lo nati and shedai, the hafi. People don't plant the tzlaf tree for the shusa, they plant it for the pirfa. They don't plant it for the leaves and the tamaros. Just a second. They don't plant it for the leaves and the tamaros, they plant it for the avionis and the kafrisin. So it sounds like lo nati and shedai, the hafi is enough to knock the brother down from shakal, even though it's ain't zovel la'akshos. Even though it's ain't zovel la'akshos, if it's lo nati and shedai, the hafi, it's enough to knock it down to a shakal. So isn't that the best cry in the world to whom? To whom? Rabbeinu Yonah. That it's enough that lo nati and shedai, the hafi, even though it's ain't zovel la'akshos, it still is only going to get a shakal. Who raises this kasha?
What's up?
Sorry?
Le Yoshua.
Just one second. Well, I'm sorry.
What's the third?
The third category is where Ein Sofa Lahakshos, Ein Sofa Lahakshos, but Lo Nati and Shadak Nahali. Lo Nati Adak Nahali. I left open what the case is because we didn't have a case. But presumably the case is a slav. So Yeshua asks, how did the Gemara bring a kasha from Slav that since it's lo nati and shiadak dafi, it loses its bracha? It should lose its bracha. What's the kasha that Slav actually is? It's not a kashya reisa. It's not sofa lahakshos. It's not sofa lahakshos. It's not going to get a shako. What's the kasha with Slav? Rabbeinu Yonah would say in a chanami, right? In a chanami. That's the kasha. The kasha is you don't need both. If it's lo nati adai dafi, it should get a shakal. The Yeshua asked, but it's not tarat l'resef. The Yeshua is obviously working with the rush. He's assuming that you need a tarat l'resef. If you didn't tarat l'resef, it's not kasha. It's a shver kasha. The difficult kasha of your mother. What's the answer? Yeah.
But this hava mina that people are lo nati adai dafi with slav is not true. So it doesn't work. Keep working with that Havamina, which is accurate.
Yeshua answers that similar to what you said. Yeshua says, "Yeah, not the Gemara could have answered that. The Gemara could have simply said, it's not a time of the race. It's not a time of the race. Of course it's not losing its problem. But the Gemara gave him better answer. What's the better answer you think? The Gemara said it's not even a chadol reisa. The Gemara could have said that a chadol reisa is not enough to lower his bracha. One mitigating factor is not enough to lower his bracha. It would have to be both lo nati yishad and dachi and sofal hakshar to lower the bracha to a shah. But the Gemara gives an even better answer. The Gemara says there are no mitigating factors here. Not only is it ain sofa lachos, it's not the adai to the hafi. People do plant a tree not only for the pircha, but for the shusa as well. Not only for the aviyonis and the kafrisin, but for the olam and the tamaris as well. So in a chanami, the Gemara could have said that it's not a type of reisa, but the Gemara gave an even better answer. The Gemara said it's not even a chadol reisa. So there's obviously no kasha b'chol. That's so since it's not even a chadol reisa. So therefore, you can't ask from Salah to say that whenever it's low not the inch, you have to go, you should get a shot. That's the answer that the player sure gives. So apparently, that's what the Russian had to say. The Russian told him to that answer. The Russian told that if you need to talk to the rest of the lower the brother to a shakal, you have to say that the kasha from Salah really could have been answered simply by saying, look, it doesn't matter that Salah is low not the adak to the it's any sofa lachos. But Adifa Mimei Kamashani, the Gemara just gives a better answer. The Gemara says, it's not the Adai Gadafi, so there are no mitigating factors. In a Hanami, even if it were low, not the Adai Gadafi, the Gemara still could have answered that it's any sort of actions. But the Gemara doesn't need that answer, and it's obvious that it shouldn't lose its bracha, because it's both low, not the, and it's any sort of actions. It's both any sort of actions, and it's not the Adai Gadafi, right? It's not the Adai Gadafi, people do plant it for the Alam and the Tomorrows, and it's Ein Sof Lachshos, so it's obvious that it shouldn't lose its bracha. Okay? But if the Gemara wanted to, it could have just said, even if it's Lo Nati Adai Gadafi, it's still going to lose its bracha. Why? Because it's Ein Sof Lachshos. It's only a Chalul Reis. That's what the Rosh would answer. Rabbeinu Yonah would say no. Rabbeinu Yonah would say that the Kasha of the Gemara is that Lo Nati Adai Gadafi is sufficient to lower the bracha. It doesn't need a Tachin Reis. So the Gemara has to come on to the fact, or is forced to come on to the fact, that not the inchi adai to the shusa, because if it would be low not the inchi adai to the shusa, Itaka would not get a hadamah, we'd only get a shahako. Because Rabbi Yonah holds low not the inchi adai to the is enough of a factor to lower his bracha. According to the Russians, it's not enough of a factor. The Gemara could have answered one of two things. The Gemara could have said, it's not Taka Reisa. Or the Gemara could say, it's not even a Chodla Reisa. Okay?
Yes, you don't change the bracha because it's sloth, right?
The Mishnah says that you make a hadamah on the leaves and the tamar, on the date like outgrowths and the leaves on the caper bush.
So how's that thing to Rabbeinu
Yonah? The kasha of the Gemara is that why don't we change the bracha to shahakal? Sloth is low not to each year, that enough is the bracha should change to shahakal. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that kasha is beautiful. Since lo not the inch yadai gadafi, it should get a shakal immediately, even though it's ain't some lachos. Because you only need one of the mitigating factors. You only need lo not the yadai gadafi in order to lower the bracha to a shakal. That's exactly what the kasha was. And the terrors of the Gemara is that it's not the yadai gadafi. The Gemara had to answer that it's not the yadai gadafi. Because if it would not answer not the yadai gadafi, it could not just say, well, it's not going to lose its bracha because it's Ein Sof Lachshos. That's not enough of an answer, Rabbi Yonah would say. The fact that it's Ein Sof Lachshos, that's not enough of an answer to explain why it's not going to lose its bracha. Because the fact that it's Lo Nati Adai Gadafi, that should be enough. That it should lose its bracha and it should get a shanako. You follow Yissi?
Yeah.
Okay? So the kasha and the teretz that the Bnei Yeshua had, that's all working within the Russian assumption. The Rosh holds that you need a type of reisa. The Yeshua asks, it's not a type of reisa. So he answers, in a chanami, you're right. You're right. The Gemara couldn't give that answer. The Gemara gives a better answer. Not only is it not a type of reisa. See, there are three levels. You could have a type of reisa. Well, actually, we could just put it over here. You could have a type of reisa. That's this case. Type of reisa. Okay? This chadol reisa is not enough. Okay, the fact that it's sofa lahakshos is not enough. If not the adai to gahavi, that's not going to be enough. But if you put this is a chadol reisa, Rabbeinu Yonah would say that's enough. And then you have a zero reisa, right? Meaning you have either two mitigating factors to tell me why we should go with the bracha, or one mitigating factor, or no mitigating factors. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the kasha of the Gemara was what? Slav is one mitigating factor, and that's taka enough to lower the bracha. So the kasha gemara is, why should we make a hadama on the alam and the tomorrow? So lower the bracha to a shaka. To which the gemara answers, there are no mitigating factors. Not the adai to the hachi. Not the adai to the hachi. They do plan it for this purpose, and it's ain sof al hachshas. So there are no mitigating factors. The gemara, Rabbi Yonah claims, had to answer that. Because if it wouldn't have determined that it's not the adai to the shusa, if it still would have been low not the adai to the shusa, that would have been enough. This factor alone would have been enough, chadol ha'reisa, to lower the bracha to a shaka. The Rush would say no. The Rush would say, I need a chadol ha'reisa to lower the bracha. So the pella is, what was the kasha to begin with? And Yeshua answers that the Gemara could have simply said, you're right, since you need a tie to the Reisa, without a tie to the Reisa, we're not going to lower the bracha. This is only a chadol ha'reisa, so therefore the bracha is not lowered. But the Gemara says even better. The Gemara says, not only do you not have a tie to the Reisa, it's only a chadol ha'reisa, which according to the Rush is not enough to lower the bracha. It's a zero ha'reisa. There are no mitigating factors. So of course, it's a kol shkein that the bracha is not going to be lowered. Okay? So this is how to learn, how to work up the Gemara, how to learn up the Gemara based on these two approaches of the Rishon. Do you assume that you need a time to the Reisa, both Sofa Lahakshos and Lonat Yitzhi Adai Gavi to lower the Bracha to a Shakal, or is it enough to have a Chadol Reisa? Which Chadol Reisa? Keep in mind, it's not any Chadol Reisa. It's not that either Sofa Lahakshos or Lonat Yitzhi Adai Gavi is enough. You see from Tznon that Sofa Lahakshos is not enough by itself. Okay, if we not the Yitzhiyadai Gavi, Sofa Lahakshos is not enough by itself. That's clear. The question is lo not the Yitzhiyadai Gavi enough by itself, even if it's a Sofa Lahakshos? Or would we say no? You need both Sofa Lahakshos and lo not the Yitzhiyadai Gavi. Okay? Just like Sofa Lahakshos wouldn't be good enough alone, so too lo not the Yitzhiyadai Gavi wouldn't be good enough alone. So that's the Machlokes, where maybe Yonah Darash, maybe Yonah says, Lo not the Yitzhiyadai Gavi is enough in Russia, and people. Yes?
So even though, so we're saying that you're making Hadama not the eight of these things because it's not the Iker.
Well, we're going to get to Hadith as well. Okay, we're not. Now we're talking about Shahak. Shmuel says that you lower it to a Shahak. So why should you get a Shahak? The difference between Ha'etz as opposed to Hadama, but we're going to get to that later when we talk about the other sheep. Okay? Hold it, Moshe, okay? Yeah.
This might be too much on a hint, but could the Rush say that the Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting is going like Rabbi Yehuda,
and so the course, you can't say that because all the Amoraim are beholden to the Mishnayos and the Braises, so you have to make sure that the Braises and the Mishnayos are going to work according to everyone. Okay, the Nafkamina, of course, between Rabbi Yon and the Rush is what? A case in which it's Lo Nafi and Shedai and Ha'achi, but it's Ein Sof HaLahakshos. There's only one mitigating factor, right? So halacha l'maisa, is there any halacha l'maisa in this? Halacha l'maisa, is there any case that would be a nafkamina? So the answer is yes. Yes, this very point, the case of lonati in shiadai and dahachi, but it's ain't so l'achsho, this is a nafkamina l'maisa in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birka Yosef. That's the Mishnah Berurah that I asked you to see. The Mishnah Berurah says, kehayon, I guess in the time of the Birka Yosef, they were eating the tzlam. The Birka Yosef says in the Shara Tzion and Simon Reish Bey is Kod Mem Aleph. But I am the Birka Yosef, Shekasa the Kahayom, Lonati the Hulinshi Kual Adak the Ogun, tomorrow is the Yeshua Barak al Hashem. The Birka Yosef says, Bizman Azeh, people don't plant the Tzlaf in order to eat the Ogun of tomorrow. Against the Gemara. The Gemara assumed that they do plant it Al Das to eat the Ogun of tomorrow. The Birka Yosef says, that's what was true at the time of the Gemara. But Bizman Azeh, they don't do that. So because they don't do that, the Birka Yosef says, what should the bracha be on the Alam and the Tamaras Yadi? Shachal. The Mishnah had said that the bracha is Barpi Adama. The Birka Yosef says, Bizman Azeh, it's Shachal. Why? Because Lo Nati and Shia Daita Dahachi.
What side in the Machlokes Rabbi Yonah and the Rush of Birka Yosef take? What side?
Rabbi Yonah,
exactly. The Birka Yosef is assuming that Lo Nati and Shia Daita Dahachi is enough. When the Gemara came around to say that you make a Hadama and you make a Shahakal for the Shmuel on Korah because it's Lo Nati Inshi Adai Gavi, the Gemara was not saying it's also Lo Nati Inshi Adai Gavi in addition to Sof HaLahakshos. No, the Gemara was reversing itself. The Gemara was saying, I made a mistake. Sof HaLahakshos is irrelevant.
The koveya, the factor that we look to see whether the grafa is lower, is whether or not the yishar had an afi or not. If it's low nati had an afi, it loses grafa, gets a shakal. Even if it's ain't so full of akshavs. That's it. If it's low nati had an afi, that's it. That's why, since it's low nati had an afi, because I so claimed to Pekeo, so I guess they were eating slav in his time. I don't even know what this is. Do you know what a cable bush is? But in Rebbe Yosef's time, apparently, where he was living, he was a Sephardi, I don't know exactly where he was living, but where... Okay, maybe. Where he was living, they were not planting the caper bush to eat the almond tomorrow, so he claimed Bisman Hazeh, or Bisman Hahu, the Prama Bracha would be Shahakal, so he clearly is assuming that a Chodol Areyasa is enough. The Chodol Areyasa, that if it's low Nati Adayt Adafi, that's enough to load the Bracha to a Shahakal. This is as far as Shita Shmuel, that Korah gets a Sharakal because lo nati in shiadat v'dahachi. Question is that in addition to Sofal Achos, or is that the exclusive mitigating factor? The Bekiosi seems to say that it's the exclusive mitigating factor, like Rabbeinu Yonah, as opposed to the Rush. Yes?
Sorry, is this another possible way to understand the Machlokas that we had yesterday of Rashi and Rambam?
Not really, because the Machlokas yesterday, even though we are, I started the shiur by saying that this is sort of a continuation, it's another discussion in Gemara of cases in which a fruit or a vegetable might lose its growth and get a shakal, but they're not exactly the same, because the previous case we talked about a pre-shin shtan. Once the pre changes, so the principles are a little bit different. So it's not exactly the same. It's certainly similar, we're working with similar concepts, but they don't play out in exactly the same way. Okay, but as we continue, the second half of the shiur is going to relate more to what we said yesterday, so it's a hold for a moment. This is far as Shmuel's sheet that I've heard you make a shakal. Rav Yehuda holds, though, that you make a hadama on Korah. Why do you make a hadama? So we read the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amar Bar Pi Hadama, Peirahu. Why not be Peirahu? Rav Yehuda says make a hadama because Korah is a Peirah. That presumably is still trapped in Gemara's life. Peirah means that it's a fruit, it's a product of the tree. It's a product of the tree. So why shouldn't you make a hadama? He's not bothered. Yehuda apparently is not bothered by sofal achshavs, right? He's not bothered by lo nati in shiadat v'achi. So he says so. If you're not bothered by these mitigating factors, he remains a priest, so therefore you should make hadama. So the obvious question is: this is a tree. So if you'll call the korah a pri, why should you make a bari pri hadama? Shouldn't you make a bari pri ha'eitz? It's a product of a tree. It's a product of the tree. It's not a vegetable, so shouldn't you make a ha'etz? If you'll tell me that there are mitigating factors to reduce the bracha to a shakal, fine, melech, so that I can understand. But if you tell me that the mitigating factors do not reduce the bracha to a shakal, so why make a bar pri adama, make a bar pri ha'etz, because it's a product of the tree? What do you think, Jeff?
I mean,
it's
a different banana before pri adama, if it goes from
a tree. Bar pri adama, no, banana is not from a tree. Tosis later on, the banana is going to say that the banana tree is a little bit different. It's different. Apparently, it comes back every year. It's not like a regular fruit tree, but basically the tree remains there from year to year. The fruits just regenerate. There are new fruits every year. The banana is the exception. By bushes, you would make a hadama because they're low-lying trees. So we can understand why berry bushes are different than an apple tree, an orange tree, etc. But bananas, people live. Bananas grow on a big tree. Tosis discusses that it's a function of whether the tree actually, does the tree come back or does it not come back? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when we get up to Isay Lagavza Vahadar Asi. Isay Lagavza Vahadar Asi. Now, Tosis doesn't talk about bananas, but they pin it on that Tosis, on that mem. Isay Lagavza Vahadar Asi, that the trunk is still there. It could be the banana tree is a little bit different. We'll get to it as the year continues, okay? But basically, something that's a product of the tree, you should make ha'etz on. Why do you make ha'dama on it? You should make ha'etz. This is the kasha that some of you should address, and some of the achronim as well. It's a very important question to try to understand Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So, which risho took a stand on this matter? The Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, which I asked you to see, says something cryptic. And Lani Zaidi, I think the Mazir, the one who wrote the footnotes on the Ra'ah, I'm not sure if his chat is exactly right. I'd like to explain a little differently. The Ra'ah says, Rabbi Yehuda claims that you make a Bar Pi Adama on the Korah. Why? He says, "Vafilu hafilu mevarich varich pri ha'etz." V'afagav v'ilanu mishum bekol hecha dehu gufe lam pera lo shayach levruchi alayu lemikriye pri ha'etz ela pri adam v'chazi lemecho v'gidu l'karka. The Ra'os says, kol hecha dehu gufe lav pera, if this item itself is not a pre, you can't make a bari pri ha'etz on it, you'll make a bari pri adama because it's chazal achila and it's gidu lekarka. It does grow from the ground, so it is a pri adama, but you can't make a bari pri ha'etz on it because it's not a pera. What does the Ra'os mean to say? It's not a pera. Hu gufe lav pera. What does that mean? Help me. What does that mean? What do you think?
It's not a... It's not like a of the tree. It's something that's going to stay on the tree. It's part of the plant. It's an edible part of the plant.
That last part, I think, is the key. It's not the fruit of the tree. It's the tree. Pri ha'etz refers to the fruit of the tree. You know, a tree is composed of different elements. Most trees have the wood, the trunk of the tree, and the branches. And they have leaves. The leaves are protective for the fruit. And then they have the fruit. The fruit, you could say, is more succulent. The fruit has juice in it. But not all fruit has juice in it. Nuts don't have juice in them. Some people say that the fruit, some people want to say that the fruit refers to something that has seeds in it. Then you could grow another tree from that item. You can't grow another tree from the branches or from the leaves. That's an interesting assumption.
It doesn't work
very well. But you can readily understand that there are different parts of the tree. I think what the Ra'ah is saying, even though the Ma'adir of the Ra'ah, the one who wrote the footnotes, does not seem to explain this way. I think the Ra'ah is making a very simple statement. He's saying that you can't make a bari pri ha'etz on something which is not defined as a fruit. If it's not the fruit of the item, even though it is a product of the tree, clearly the wood is also a product of the tree, no less than the fruit. The leaves are also a product of the tree, no less than the fruit. They do grow from the tree. Well, they are the tree. But you can't make a bari pri ha'etz on those items because they're not pri ha'etz, they're not fruits. Bari pri ha'etz is limited to peros. If something is not a fruit, you're not going to make a bari pri ha'etz on it, but you will make hadama because it grows from the ground. The tree does grow from the ground, so you should make hadama. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said you can make a bari pri hadama on Korah. This seems to be what the Ra'ah suggests to explain the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Jeff.
Can you give me an example for that?
Example of what?
Of what the Ra'ah just said.
Korah, the palm shoots. Palm shoots are not the fruit of the palm. The dates are the fruit of the palm. The palm shoots are the wood, they're the tree. So since they're not the fruit of the palm, you wouldn't define it as fruit, so therefore it can get a hadama, but it's not going to get ha'etz, because the bracha bar pri ha'etz is limited to a fruit. It's not a fruit, so therefore it's not going to get ha'etz, it's only going to get hadama. Okay. Now, what's difficult about this is that Rabbi Yehuda, in his Lashon, says what? That you make a bar pri hadama on Korah, because what? Pero! Moshe pointed this out, say it, right? So, but if you look carefully at the Ra'ah seems to have a different gears than the Gemara. The Ra'ah continues by saying, Ra'ah v'Farshina b'Gemara Taimi de Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum de Uchlahu. He doesn't say Pero, he says Uchlahu. Now, what the Ra'ah is changing the Gemara, the Gemara says Pero, so what's he... So for that, the footnote is very useful. The footnote points out that the Gemara in the Erevin, that Fafesim and Beis, the Gemara happens to have a different girsa. It's the same Mamash, the same Gemara. It doesn't talk about Korah, it talks about Kor, but Kor and Korah are the same thing. Okay? Though it loses the Aleph, it's still the same thing. So the Gemara in Erevin on that Chachesim and Beis writes, Kor, Rebbe Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Adama, Shmuel Amashakam Yevin Baro, Rebbe Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Adama, Uchlahu. So it could be that the Ra'ah's Girs and Agimar was also Uchlahu. Maybe the Ra'ah fell, but the Yehuda was not saying Bar Pi'adam because of Peir. It's not a pre! It's an Ochel! That's exactly what he says. It's Gidulei Karka and it's Chazim L'mecha, so it's going to get Hadama because it's Gidulei Karka, but it's not going to get Ha'etz because it's not a pre. This is what I believe is the position of the Ra'ah, and he'll obviously have to have a different Girs and Agimar that Rabbi Yehuda holds Bar Pi'adam because Uchlahu, not Peir. Because it really is not the pre, it's the eitz moshe. Okay, it's the eitz moshe. What are you going to do for Agrisa? I look at the Hagosis unit of the Gemara, he doesn't have a food. So, in our Gemara, it seems like most of the Rishonim will go race Peira. So it's Peira who, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you make a bari pre adam and not a bari pre ha-eitz? Yes?
Maybe because it's self-lakshim, it's a lower level of pre?
Lower level. I don't know if I would say because it's self-lakshim, it's a lower level, but I'll use it the same club. So if you looked in the footnote, he quotes the Derech Emuna. Derech Emuna is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer on Zroim. It's a Sefer written on the Rambam Hilchos Zroim. It's an incredible Sefer. Incredible Sefer on Zroim. It's five volumes. It's four main volumes, and then the fifth volume is a Machayach. Incredible Sefer. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a Velt Gaon, as you well know. So in the Biur Halacha there, he has it's written like a Mishnah Berurah. It's a Mishnah Berurah for Zroim. There's not enough Shulchan Aruch on Zeran. There is a little bit, but I guess Reb Kanievsky felt that it would be better to write on a Rambam. So he uses the Rambam as the main text, and then he writes like a Mishnah Berurah, a basic Perush, where he brings a tremendous bekius with all the, and he has a Tzion Halach on the bottom, where he is Mitzayin, just like the Sharat Tzion in the Mishnah, he's Mitzayin to all the Rishon that he's quoting on whatever different topics. And then he has a Bir Halacha on the side, just like the Mishnah Berurah has a Bir Halacha, to explain and to elaborate a little bit on the shittas of the Rishon. So in the Bir Halacha and the Derech Emuna in Hilchos Meiser, as the footnote quotes, Reb Chaim Kanievsky suggests a fundamental yisod, and that is that even something that you get a bari pri ha'etz, sometimes the bracha is lower to a hadama if the item that we're talking about is not the ikar pri of the tree. Borei Pri Ha'etz is a bracha that's limited to the primary growth of the tree. The primary reason why people plant the tree. See, people can plant something for many different reasons. But the item that's the primary purpose for planting the tree, that gets the Ha'etz. Any item that grows, a secondary growth, if you will, it's also important. People are going to use that as well, and they do plant the tree for that purpose as well, but that's not the primary reason they plant the tree. For that, you're not going to make a bari pri ha'etz, but you will make a bari pri adam. You're not going to get a shahako for that, because not the inch yadad of the hafa. Not the inch yadad of the hafa. You're not going to make a shahako on that. People do plant the tree for that. But since it's not the primary growth of the tree, you're not going to make a ha'etz on it, you'll make a hadam on it. It is gidul karka, so you'll make a hadam on it, but it won't get a ha'etz, because it's not the ikar ha'pri. Yes?
Not the inch yadad of the hafa. It's subjective. If you plant that tree for shade,
I'm not so sure we follow each and every individual. I would imagine we follow what row of people do. Right, like even if you plant a tree for a particular purpose, but if that's your das, I'm not sure that your das is so significant. Maybe we would say bakla daita. But most people don't do that, so it's really insignificant what you did. What you're not going to, you planted the shade, you're not going to make ha'etz on the fruit at all. It seems a bit strange. So I think we would probably follow a majority. The comment of the Birkei Yosef is that b'zman hazeh, most people do not plant a tzlap tree for the element of Tamar, so that's why you think you should get a shahako. Okay? Reb Chaim Kanievsky is suggesting that the only item on the tree, the only growth on the tree that's going to get a bari pri ha'etz is the primary growth of the tree. Any other secondary growth is going to get a bari pri adam. This is so. Yes?
How many other trees are there in the world that have primary fruit and secondary fruit? Just one second.
This yisod not only applies to a case in which there are different growths on the tree. This yisod can apply even if there's the same growth on the tree, but the item is normally eaten in a certain state. What do I mean? Reb Chaim Kanievsky's main proof for this yisod is a tur. The tur at the beginning of Siman Reish Beis. The tur is talking about grapes. Now we know grapes when they're fully ripe. Obviously, you'd make a bari pri ha'etz on the grape. What happens if they're only at the stage of what we call boser? Right? Boser means it's not fully ripe. Okay, but it's reached a certain level. So what's the bracha on the grape then? Says the tour. He says that you make a bari pri ha'etz on a nothing. Uba'odam boser, kol's man shelo higiyu l'kipul alavan, as long as they're not as big as a white bean, Mevarach an aleihem barik pri adama. You only make a hadama on it as long as it's boser. Boser means that it's roi l'achila, but it's not completely right. Says the Torah, just one second, the koldover shagodel al ha'ila ve'ino ikar apri, mevarach an aleihem barik pri adama. Says the Torah, you sow anything that grows on a tree, but it's not the ikar apri, it's not the primary growth of the tree. It gets a hadam, it will not get her eitz, even though it grows on a tree. Mishahen kipul alav and veilav, v'rach an aleihem barik pri ha'eitz. You will make a barik pri ha'eitz as long as the grapes are as big as kipul alav, because that means that they're completely ripe. If they're completely ripe, it's called the ikar apri. If they're not completely ripe, that's not the ikar apri. That's only a secondary growth, so that will only get a hadam, it's not going to get her eitz. It's not going to get her eitz. Okay? So this is a very interesting tour. The tour is making the same, is giving the yesod Reb Chaim Kanievsky set out, but he's saying an even bigger chiddush, that we can use that yesod not only where there are different growths to the tree, but even regarding the fruit itself. If it's in a state that most people would not plant the tree to eat the fruit in that state, it's not going to get a ha'eitz. That's not the ikar apri, that's not called the primary pri. So at that state it's going to get hagama, and when it ripens completely, then it's going to get ha'eitz. Yes, Anna?
What about something like green peppers and red peppers, which, if I understand properly, that a red pepper is just a green pepper that's been on the vine.
Really?
Am I understanding?
No.
I know it's to a certain kind of pepper. I think all peppers will turn to red. Yes. But I'm not sure if every red pepper is green.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question. Again, these are the principles. We're setting forth principles. So would you say that Lonati and Shia died to the Huffy?
Have we
well,
not?
They sell red peppers next to green peppers in the supermarket.
Okay, but the point is the vines that the growers grow green peppers on, obviously they want to grow more peppers. It probably takes longer. It takes longer to produce red peppers, why they're more expensive. So the growers that grow the green peppers plant the vines to produce the green peppers. And there are enough people. You can't say that that's subjective. It's only those people that plant the vines for the green peppers. There are enough people who plant the vines for green peppers that you should make a hadama on the green peppers as well. Right? If most people would have planted the vines only to make red peppers, on the green peppers, you'd have to lower the growth on one level and you make a shahakal on the green peppers. That's not true. So people do plant, it would turn out that rogue people would never like green peppers anymore. They only want red peppers, so then you make a shahakal on the green peppers. Because that would not be cool. They get their hapri, according to the Torah. Yes, absolutely. But that's not true. There are some people who plant vines for the green peppers, and other people plant vines for the red peppers. That's right. You make a hadam on either. On either the green or the red pepper. Because that's the assumption. So what's the ikar apri? If it's the ikar apri, you make the regular bracha for that pri. So if it's a pri ha'eitz, you make a ha'eitz. And if it's not the ikar apri, you make hadama. If it's a vegetable, so you make a hadama if it's the ikar apri. And if it's not the ikar apri, you make a shahaba. Okay? Yeah.
So according to the opinion of the Shah Tzion, brings a disagrees with Rabbi Yosef, which says that people grow a tree for the purpose of the alim and tamar. So
that's the shot of the Gemara. The Gemara was assuming at least the time of the Gemara.
So that would be the ikar of the tree.
Not exactly. Just one second. Take it slow. Take it slow. We're going to get to that right now. Okay? Before we get to that, let me just mention one other point. Okay? And then we're going to get right there to the sugya. This yesod in the Torah is echoed by the Magen Avraham as well. As we know from the Gemara told us the brachas on slaf, right? Al ha'alam v'yala tamaris, you make a barak yadama, and on the avionis and the kavrisin, you make a ha'etz, right? Now, the continuation of the Gemara, this is the complicated sugya which I told you we're going to skip at least part of. The Gemara talks about the sugya of Orla, and which parts of the slaf tree are chayiv in Orla. The halacha of Orla only applies to the pre, it doesn't apply to the tree. The pre, that's the tree. Okay, so the question is what the pre of the tzlav is, not the pre of the tzlav. The Gemara comes out that there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and other tanoim as to whether the kafrisin are really part of the pre or not part of the pre. From the Mishnah that we just quoted, that the kafrisin get a ha'etz, it sounds like it is the pre. Rabbi Akiva seems to say that the avionas are the only pre, the kafrisin are not the pre. That's what the Gemara is going to conclude. So if the kafrisin are not the pre, what bracha should the kafrisin get? Same hadama, the same bracha as the alam and the tamaris, exactly. This is what the Shulchan Aruch fasting is like. That they get a hadama on the kafrisin. Explains the Magen Avraham. That's the piece I wanted you to see. The short piece in the Magen Avraham. Bari pi hadama, The Eino Ikara Pri, it's not the main part of the Pri. What's the Magen Avraham grappling with? He's saying, look, the Kafrisim are not the Olim. They are part of the Pri. Apparently they are edible. They're a husk that is somewhat edible. So why shouldn't it get Ha'is? Rabbi Akiva holds that the Kafrisim are not the Pri, but they are edible. So why shouldn't they get Ha'is? It's not the Magen Avraham. It's no problem. It's not the Ikara Pri. It's not the primary growth of the tree. It's the secondary growth. So that's not Olim. It's profits. It's lowered one level. It's lowered one level. Okay, this is the basic yesod of the Torah, and the Magen Avraham extends it to explain the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that the Kafrisim are not the Pri, but the Magen Avraham is grappling with this issue. They should be called the Pri because they are edible and they grow on the tree. So he says they're not the primary Pri, they're not the Ikra Pri, so therefore they're going to get a Hadam, but they're not going to get a Hadam.
So they, according to one opinion of the Torah, they are considered...
Apparently they're significant enough, and people plant the tree for the Kafrisin as much as the Avionos, so they're called the Ikara Pri, and that's why you can make a
Hadam. According to that opinion, why don't they get why does the Shulchan Aruch say
that they will get Hadamah if they are the priests? Okay. The answer is they're not the Ikara Pri, they're not the primary growth, so therefore they only get a Hadamah, not a Ha'etz. Now let's plug this back into the Gemara. The Torah is so. Okay, we have the Yisod of the Torah. We have the Ra'ah. The Behuda says that when they break the Hadam HaKorah, the Ra'ah says, well, it's not a Pri. It's Eitz, it's not Pri. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, based on the Torah, is suggesting that it could be called a Pri, but it's not the primary Pri. So that's why he's going to get a Hadam, it's not going to get a Ha'etz. Let's plug this back into the Gemara. Reb Yehuda and Shmuel have a machlokes whether on Korah you make a Bar Pri, Adama, or a Shahako. So according to Shmuel, if you make a Shahako on Korah, what should come out? Right? What's the reason for Shmuel? What does the Gemara say? Since lo not the inch yadag dachi, people don't plant the tree for that purpose, you make a shakal on that item. People don't plant it for that purpose, you make a shakal on that item. Now, the Gemara seems to say, Hilchos HaKavos say the Shmuel. The halacha should be like Shmuel. So that seems to be a little bit strange. Doesn't it seem to be a little bit strange? We just said that if something is not the primary growth of the tree, which is another way of saying that if low enough the inch got back in the bottom, what happens? You don't make a shahakal, you just lower the growth one level. You make a hadam instead of ba'etz. But yet Shmuel seems to say that if low enough the inch got back in the bottom, you make a shahakal. What's going on here? Shmuel says that if low enough the inch got back in the bottom, you make a shahakal. It's not what we were saying is Reb Chaim Kanievsky is explaining Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Korah instead of a Ha'etz you make a Hadama because it's lo not the Inshad Adahafi, it's not the Ikara Pri. So basically Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel are both agreeing that lo not the Inshad Adahafi over here. So what? One is saying that if lo not the Inshad Adahafi it's lower to a Hadama, and the other one says it gets a Shahako? And mind you, the Magen Avraham is paskening and the poor paskins. That if something is not the Ikar Pri, it doesn't get a shakal, it's only lower one level, it's lower to a Hadamah from a Ha'etz. So how can we pass it like Shmuel on the other that Korah gets a shakal? From Shmuel, the impression you would get is that if something is not the Ikar Pri, it's lower to a shakal at first glance. What's the answer? It's a rhetorical question. This is not a real question. What's the answer? The answer is very simple. Listen, Kate. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is not about this yisod. Everyone agrees with this yisod. If something is not the primary pri, it's a secondary growth, it's going to lower its growth one level. It's going to get Hadam as opposed to Ha'etz. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is about something that is a completely incidental growth of the tree. People don't plant it for that purpose at all. Shmuel is saying it below not the inch of the hafi klal to get the shahako. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even if below not the inch of the hafi klal, all it does is it loses one level of its bracha. So what comes out is that everyone agrees that if below not the inch of the hafi, if this is not the primary purpose of planting the tree, it's only a secondary purpose, it will only lose one level of bracha. Instead of getting ha'etz, it's going to get hadama. If it's a Hadamah, it should get a Hadamah, it'll get a Shahako, fine. Everyone agrees that it's going to lose one level if it's the secondary growth of the tree. But if it's a completely incidental growth of the tree, and some of the Svarim coined the term, I think very forced in his Pisma Halacha, his Sefer, in Hilchos Brachos, he says that if it's an incidental growth of the tree, then we paskin that it gets a shahakol. Even if it should have gotten ha'etz, it'll lose two levels, it'll only get a shahakol. Rabbi Yehuda felt that even for an incidental growth, so what then is going out to get shared by the Gachi Klal? It still is only going to lose one level. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel are disagreeing about something which lo nati inchi adai to the Hachi Klal. Rabbi Yehuda claims that there's no difference between lo nati inchi adai to the Hachi Klal and lo nati inchi adai to the Hachi, meaning if people just plant it for that purpose, but it's not the primary purpose, it's going to lose one level of bracha. And if people don't plant it for that purpose at all, to eat that item, it's also only going to lose a single level, as opposed to Shmuel, who split. Shmuel claimed that if lo nati inchi adai to the Hachi Ktsas, people don't really plant it for that purpose. The primary purpose is for somebody else. Like in the case of Kafrisin, or in the case of Goser, people don't really plan for that, but they will eat Goser. Sometimes a person wants a tart taste in his mouth, so he'll have the grape before it's completely ripe. Sometimes someone's going to want to eat the Kafrisin. So it's not like people are lo nati adai to the Hachi Klal. They're nati adai to the Hachi a little bit, but it's not the primary reason. Shmuel will claim for that he'd make a Hadamah. It's low at one level. Shmuel only felt that if it's lo nati inchi adai to the Hachi Klal, it's only incidental. It happens to be there. It's the tree. It happens to be there. But no one plants the korah for the purpose of eating the palm. In those times, they didn't eat the palm. Nowadays, people do plant it for the palm. Okay, but if they're not planting the palm tree to eat the palm, Shmuel claims it gets a shakel, it loses its bracha chashuva, its bracha mufretes completely, and it gets a shakel. So what comes out is that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is about a very particular case. For something that's not the inchi, it's the primary growth. It's Ikar HaPri. What's the bracha?
Ha'etz.
Well, okay, let's talk about fruit, okay? Ha'etz. Okay, if not the inchi, ktsas, meaning it's a secondary growth.
Ha'adama according to everybody.
Ha'adama according to everyone, you got it. What's an example of this? This is Kafrisin, Rebbe Akiva, Boser, Tur. This is the comment that the Rabbi Abraham had over there. Rebbe Akiva, Kafrisin. Boser according to the Tur. These are secondary growths, but they do grow on a tree, so they would get a chazam.
What about the Mishnah course examples, right?
Alan and Tamaros. Yes. Yes, very good. Alan and Tamaros. According to everyone.
Vis-a-vis,
I'll be honest, I've never seen And if lo nati adai to the Hachi Klal, what's the bracha? That's a machlokes for you, then Shmuel. You got it. That's the machlokes for you. According to this, the continuation of the Gemara is very beautiful. It really reads beautifully. The Gemara asks from Tzlaf. Harit Tzlaf did not the inchi adai to the pircha. People planted Tzlaf for the fruit, for the avionos and the kafris, and not for the yalan and the tamaros. And nevertheless, you make a hadama on it. That's the kasha of the Gemara. What did the Gemara answer? Tzlaf, not the inchi adai to the shusa. They planted Tzlaf for the yalan and the tamaros. I don't understand. The Tarzan, the person who gives the answer in the Gemara, what he's assuming that you're only planting the Tzlaf for the purpose of the Yalan and the Tzlaf, that's not true. He denies the fact that you plant the Tzlaf for the fruit. Of course you're planting the Tzlaf for the fruit. The Lashon of the Gemara seems strange. Not the Inchi Adai to the Shusa? The answer of the Gemara is that not the Inchi Adai to the Shusa, and that's why you're going to make a Hadama on the Olam and the Tamaras? He didn't realize, first of all, that you planted Adaita the pirfa for the fruit?
He didn't realize that? Seems a little bit strange. And secondly, if you planted adayta the shoes, so what's the problem? If you planted tzlap adayta the olam and the tzmaros, what bracha should you make on the olam and the tzmaros? Ha'eitz! Why do you make adama according to the Mishnah? So what's the tarsin saying? Did he not realize that you really plant the tree for the fruit, for the aviolus and the kafris? And he thought you planted the tzlap for the olam and the tzmaros?
And if you do plant
the tree from the olam and the tzmaros, shouldn't you make ha'eitz, not hadama on the olam and the tzmaros? The answer is, of course he knew that you planted the tree for the fruit. That's what you were talking about, right? Of course he knew that you planted the fruit. What he's saying is people also, you gotta add a word here. Slav nati inchia nami adai to the shoes. You also planted that purpose. In the Halloween, the Maksha was assuming what? That not the Inshia Daita the Pircha, only a Daita the Pircha. Lo not the Inshia Daita the Shusa. At all! Wow! So it's Lo not the Inshia Daita the Shusa. Nevertheless, you make a Hadam on the other person. Who's that Kasha against? Shmuel! That was the Kasha! To which the Mara answers, not the Inshia Daita the Shusa. What does that mean? It means also. They're not the inchi adai to the shoes, also. It's a secondary growth. It's a secondary growth. It's not low not the inchi adai to klal. It's a secondary growth. That's why even Shmuel would agree here that you don't make a shahakal on it. You don't make a shahakal on it, but you don't make a ha'etz either because it's not the primary growth. It's very beautiful. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Okay? So there are three levels. It's not the adag of the hachli, this is the ikra pri, this is the primary growth that gets the ha'etz, if we're talking about fruits. If lo not the inchi adag of the hachli lagamri, but b'miktsas, it's a secondary growth, it'll get hadama. And if lo not the inchi adag of the hachli klal, it's machlokas hamaroyan, and we would class that it would get a shahakal. Okay, just one final point. This yisod that we pointed out from the Magen Avraham, Kafrisin, and the Turim Boser, this yisod also appears in the Rashba. The Beis Yosef quotes Rashba, and I want you to see the Rashba because it emphasizes the idea that the Torah has, that this difference between Iker HaPri, as opposed to something which is not Iker HaPri, not only applies to different growths of the tree, but even to the same item in different stages. The Torah claimed that Boser is not the Iker HaPri, it's going to get Hadam as opposed to Ha'etz. Similarly, the Rashba says pilpulin, pepper. Don't try to do this at home. But pilpulin, if you eat it raw, it's not going to get Ha'etz because you're clearly not planting a tree for that purpose, but it might get Hadam. Let's see the Torah. Let's see this line of the Torah in the Beis Yosef, and then we'll look at it. Pilpil retifta, if you have moist pepper, bori pri ha'etz. Apparently pepper grows on trees. That kind of pepper, black pepper. I'm not sure. I guess so.
Yeah,
that's
what there is.
Grows on some
kind of tree.
Pilpul retifta bori pri ha'etz, yevesta below klum. If it's dried out pilpul, so that's not edible. That's only a spice. You can't really eat it. It's anywhere lachila ba'ene, so therefore it doesn't get any drop. This tour really finds its makar in a Gemara, Lamed Zav Amid Beis. Pilpuli, Rav Sheshe Samar Shachol, Rava Amar Lo Klum. Rav Sheshe says that Pilpul gets a Shachol, and Rava says it doesn't get any brach at all. But as the Rava L'tamei Diyoma Rava, Kos Pilpuli B'yoma De Kippuri Potter, in Yana Diyoma, someone who eats Pilpul on Yom Kippur, that's not called an Achila, you Potter. Kos Zangvila B'yoma De Kippuri Potter. So the Gemara asks, how could it be? You have from a Braisa. The Gemara says from a Braisa, the pilpulin achayavin ba'orla, you see that pilpulin must be roi la'achila. How can you say that you don't make a bracha and it must be roi la'achila? So the Gemara responds, if the pilpulin is moist, it's roi la'achila. If the pilpulin is dry, it's roi la'achila. So it's going to get a bracha. According to Rav, it gets a shahaka. According to Rav Sheshes, it gets a shahaka. Rava would say that if it's moist, he doesn't say what the bracha would be, but Rava says it would get a bracha if it's moist, but if it's dry, it doesn't get any bracha because it's not roi l'achila. That's what he says. The Gemara says apparently moist pilpul
is Rada Achila. I don't know, never eaten moist pepper, that kind of pepper. But apparently it's Rada Achila, so it's going to get some kind of a bracha. But if it's Yavesh, it's not Rada Achila, it's not a Michael at all. It's like eating wood. Hardwood. So therefore it's not going to get a bracha. So what kind of bracha should it get when it's purple eritiptus? The tour says that it should get ha'etz. That's not even mentioned in the Gemara, interestingly enough. Right? It's not mentioned in the Gemara. Rav Sheisha says that pilpul only gets a shakal. Rava says it doesn't get a bracha. The Gemara is pilpuling. The Gemara is going back and forth within Shitas Rava. Rava says that pilpul doesn't get any bracha. But from the Brisa, it sounds like pilpul is a fruit that's chayav in Arla, so it should get a bracha. So the Gemara concludes, according to Rava, if it's retivta, it does get a bracha. What bracha? Is Rava going to say like Rav Sheisha that it gets a shahakal? Presumably not. Rav Sheisha said it always gets a shahakal. Right? Or maybe Rav Sheisha even was saying that it gets a shahakal even if it's Yevesha. Maybe the machlokas of Rava and Rav Sheisha that it gets a shahakal or it doesn't get a bracha at all is if it's Yevesha. Rav Sheisha felt it is Roy Lachilo a little bit, get a little hanah, and Rava says forget about it. I can't imagine what hanah you can get from that number. But if it's retifta, maybe everyone agrees that you get more than a shahakal. Rav Sheshes might agree it gets more than a shahakal. Even Rava says it gets some kind of a bracha, maybe even more than a shahakal. What kind of bracha does it get? So the Beis Yosef quotes a homa, focus Rishonim. The Rashi says it should get a ha'etz. And the Ravid says that as well. The Riv says it should get a hadama. This is the Beis Yosef on page 5. Chatzav Rashi, Mashma Mehacha, the Pilpul Yeretifta, Mavarcha Alein Bar Pi'a'etz, Achei Pasuk Arayvid. Aval Riv Chatzav Bar Pi'adama. Rav Haigon says that as well. But then if you turn over to page 6, he quotes a Rashba, a tshuva of the Rashba. Kosa of a Rashba, sha'alta pilpuli retivta, the third line. Amayim baruch alayim baruch ki hadama. Apparently they had a kabod that they make a hadama on pilpuli retivta. Why do you make a hadama? Keva chen yudem in the ilam. This is the kasha we've been addressing all day. Right? Why should you make a hadama? You have a kabbalah from the Riff and the Haigon, the Golden Plains, you make a hadama against the Rashba and the Raivin. Why should you make a hadama? Shouldn't you make a ha'etz? It grows in the tree. What is the Rashba answer? Shuva. Kevan she'ein notin osan ela al dashi yisiyabshu v'yochlu ruban shkukin katana. What do people plant the pilpul for? They plant it to make pepper spice. That's what they're planting it for. No one eats it by itself. You eat it in a tarovas or something else. Some people, on occasion, will eat it by itself. I don't know, I would say Bismanazah, no one eats it by itself, probably. But at the time of the Rashba, they did. So it could be Bismanazah, you would not make a Hadamah on it. But at the time of the Rashba, some people did eat it by itself. It says the Rashba, why? Because that's not the primary purpose of this tree. Lo not the inch, yadat the hafi. We're talking about the same item. It's just a different stage. It's retivta as opposed to yaveshta. But since people don't plant it for that purpose, it's not going to get ha'etz. The karav ha'yesh lo yivarcha le'em el ha'shakal. The Rashba says, I think you should even only say shakal on it. El ha'lefish ne'achol en ha'ma'at mehem beretivu san. Because some people do eat it in that state. Ve'adayta d'hochi nami nati ktsas. Those are the key words. Adayta d'hochi nami nati ktsas. Some people do plant the pilpul in order to eat it when it's moist. Not only to eat it as a tavin. Mevarach malayim bari kri adama miyah adkan. The Rashba says it is so, this is in ikra pri or not. And don't tell me that the distinction between ikra pri as opposed to a secondary growth is different growth of the tree. No, even the same item itself. If they don't plant this item for a certain purpose, not for the purpose that you're using it, you're not going to make its primary bracha. The primary bracha only goes on an item that is being eaten in the state that people normally plant that tree for. They plant the tree to eat the fruit in that state. That's the only time that you're going to say ha'etz on that fruit. Any other, if you eat the fruit in any other state, you're not going to make a ha'etz, you're only going to make hadamah. So this idea that the Torah had for Boser, the Rashba says for Tophel, is exactly the same. And this is the Yisod that Chaim Kanyansky uses to try to explain what? To try to explain Rabbi Yehuda's shita that I'm quoting, that you can make a barfi adam, is according to ha'etz. Why? Because it's not the primary growth of the tree. It might be called a pri against the ra'ah. It might be called a pri. That's our gears in the Gemara. It might be called a pri, but it doesn't matter that it's called a pri. If it's a secondary growth of the tree, it's only going to get hadam, it's not going to get ha'etz.